scientists at the Canadian Department of Oceans and Fisheries have been keeping a secret. At a lab on Canada's west coast, hidden behind a chain-link fence, an electronic alarm system, and security guards, are pools of coho salmon. For the last decade, scientists have been monitoring the fish to try and assess their environmental impact. These genetically altered fish are concealed from the world in double-screen tanks. But the security isn't to protect them, it's to prevent the fish from escaping into the ecosystem. What makes these fish so special is that they grow really, really big, really, really quickly. In order to get that big, these frankenfish are hand-fed as often as 20 times a day. Understandably, with stomachs that full, they don't swim so well. However, what they lose in speed, they make up for in sheer nastiness. The fish are hungry all the time and as a result are much more aggressive than their natural cousins. Try to imagine Ben Johnson with a fin and an attitude. Thanks to certain commercial interests, these transgenic fish may soon move from super security to the supermarket. A Massachusetts company, AF Protein Inc., wants permission to market its own genetically altered salmon in Canada as early as 2001. The company used flounder and salmon genes to speed up growth by 400%. Just imagine what Jesus could have done if he'd had a half a dozen of these fish. I'd like to think that the motivation behind all this genetic manipulation is the desire to feed the starving millions. But it's not. It's money. Salmon is a popular fish, and dwindling stocks have made fish farming a really big business. In Canada, the fish farming industry has surpassed commercial fishing several times over. Environmentalists are warning that if genetically modified salmon find their way into the ecosystem, it will cause major environmental problems. They'll alter natural populations by polluting the gene pool. But others say that genetically altered salmon are the way of the future, and that wild salmon stocks are already doomed. So if salmon farming is the only way to go, why not grow them as big as you can? And they may have a point. However, as much as I like fish, I think I'll be sticking to something I can really relate to, like chicken.